All you can do is enough. But are you doing all you can do? It is what it is. The hardest thing for anyone is to allow things to be the way they are and allow people to be the way they are, without loss of respect, without calling it or calling them wrong. I have had to deal with that for at least 40 years. But I think I finally can. I realize the vast differences in my students in the 67-step coaching program. I realize that each and every one of them are on the level they are. Their level of intelligence, their level of awareness, their level of education, their knowledge, their willingness. The number of capacities they have. And where they are. That to be considered by me as a place where they are, and not the wrong place. They should be where they are because that is where they are. And if I want any power in our interactions, I need to consider reality, not should be or shouldn't be reality. How you are is reality. How you should be is should be reality. I.e. not reality. I know this is quite a mouthful. And it's very difficult to translate it to a lower level language. In essence I said. Where you are is where you are, and where you are is okay. Not the best, but okay. A.L. Williams said these immortal words, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. What people understand is continuing doing the little bit they are doing will be enough. No way. How does this work from my perspective? When you sign up to a coaching program, like the 67-step coaching, you will do all you can. Or I'll throw you out. And what you can do is going to be different, depending on all the other levels I mentioned above. Depending on your attitude. On your soul correction. Your circumstances. But wherever you are is perfect for now, if you do all you can do. If and when both you and I honor where you are at, we, together, can cause you to grow. Grow slowly, grow fast. It is not the point. But if every day, both you and I honor where you are at, you'll grow. Every day, just a tiny bit. If every day you invest as much as you have that very day, then you'll go far. The sky's the limit. I just muscle tested, I invest 70% of myself every day, every minute. Not 100%. But people, when I muscle test them, they invest 10% or less. Some as low as 1%. We live in times when you can survive even with 1% investment. With just doing only 70% of what you can do, not all, if you had long enough, you can reach the sky of your existence. Maybe not all you ever wanted, but a lot of it. You can grow skills, you can grow capacities, you can raise your awareness, your level of consciousness, knowledge, vibration, everything. As long as you do at least 70% of all you can do. By the way, all you can do will be different every day. For example, today, this morning, I am sneezing and coughing. So likely my 100% will be a lot less than it was yesterday. But if every day you do all you can do is enough. If you consistently do less than you can do, then you won't amount to much. Some days all you can do is let me know that you are sick, and when you are sick your job is to be sick and do what you need to do to get well. Some days you'll be too tired. Some days you'll be kept busy by circumstances. And other days you'll be like whirlwind. Only you know it is all you can do. But just know, your job is to do all you can do, whatever that is. My job is to spot you, make you look at things you didn't pay attention, guide you. Lovingly. Or kick you out. I am good at both. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. It could also say, all you are willing to do is what you are willing to do. And what you are willing to do may not be enough. The work, the methods I teach deeply can take you to where I am in 3 years. But only if you do what is yours to do. Not pretending to do. Not do and stop. Do and stop. No. Do what is yours to do. The 67-step coaching is an intense spiritual practice for spiritual growth. If you are depressed, bored, lazy, mildly interested, don't apply. Please.